In the year 2023, Channel 101 headquarters has become overrun by evil Seinfeldians. One man has the courage to stand up to the invasion. One man has the power to...
Hey, I'm in this too.
You know, I really wish the writers would... We join them now.
Take that!
Where is everyone?
What's up with that?
He's got my leg!
Don't worry, I've got you. Back, Seinfeld. Back! Here, take one of these.
Is that an Emmy?
Yeah, it belonged to Frasier for Outstanding Comedy of the Year. Try not to lose it, I've only got five.
We've got to get to the living room. There's a Friends box set. We can grab that.
No, Friends won't help us now, Savan. Let's do this.
Where did you get that Bowie knife? Oh, shit. Okay, all right, here we go.
Frasier!
Damn.
Meanwhile, in a van that's a rocket, but for entirely different reasons, Dr. Freakenstein has stemmed the steady stream of Seinfeldian stand-up points and is stewing steamily.
What a wonderful wave all these freaky characters made! If I could reprogram my machine to release them from the cargo bay. And the fracking tanks are more than full, with pilots and shows and all sorts of bull. While the staff are distracted, I'll start to take action. It's time to organize a little talent show.
We return now to Channel 101 headquarters, where we find Sivan Najarian and his loyal and surprising intern Jack Bro steadily slaughtering Seinfeldians in efforts to regain control of the building.
Supermy Burn!
Pretty sure that was the last of them. You good?
Yeah, I'm good, but where's everyone else? What the fuck is happening?
We were getting hacked again, and this happened.
I couldn't even find parking. Every spot had a Seinfeld in a weird car.
Drinking coffee. Well, I think Tess is still here somewhere.
Well, let's go find her and the rest of the interns.
I hope everyone is okay.
I hope everyone's okay, too. You're definitely going to need help cleaning up all those bodies.
I am here to denote a change of scenes. That's really, that's what I do. Behold Dr. Freakenstein as he dis and recombobulates.
A little bit of this and a little bit of that. Maybe a stripper and Bigger J's hat. One voice won't do to really show my talent. I'll need at least two. With so much to choose from, not pilots alone. This show will be good enough to give every dog a bone. When my Seinfeldians return to base, bringing back Tess Jackson, Sivan and his team will be forced into action. They really should never have rejected my pilot. Now they'll all pay and be forced to enjoy it.
And so, with Tess Jackson in immediate danger, and our villain Dr. Freakenstein designing new schemes, we leave you. Were the interns indeed as okay as our heroes had hoped? Why did Jack murder so many Seinfeldians when he could have just repelled them? The answers to these questions and more next time on Dr. Freakenstein Presents...